Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Isn't it strange that we waited 7 years? We waited for ISIS to build up and to make Mosul, which is actually modern-day Nineveh in Iraq, its capital, all the crime that was done against humanity and crime that was done around the world. Just you can name it, all over America and Spain and France and all over the Middle East. And now, right before the elections, a government that reportedly is led by Iran and American leaders in Iraq, the president of Iraq says, let's go into Mosul now. Let's go ahead and end ISIS's rule in Mosul, which is Nineveh. That's happening right now. As a matter of fact, and think about the implications of this. We're going to talk about the prophetic implications of this. But there's a reason why they're doing this. There's a reason why they let everything build up for a while. We took you to 6 days in Iraq. We showed you how ISIS was getting all their money and their support coming over the fuel lines. The Peshmerga have been right on top of that all along, but they haven't been given any permission from the Iraqi government or American government to be able to stop ISIS. And it's like, you know, there's a reason why these timings and what's going on. But first, let's just take a look at what's taking place and the ramifications of it. This is the president of Iraq decided, now we're going to get ISIS out of Mosul. Let's take a look.
The long-awaited offensive against Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, has begun. Iraqi Prime Minister al-Abadi declared that the military campaign on national TV. Thousands of Iraqi troops from the south and Kurdish Peshmerga forces from the north and east have begun to move towards the de facto capital of ISIS in Iraq. One Kurdish official says the military campaign may signal the end of ISIS in Iraq.
Pleased that the military plans are in place in order to start the operation to liberate Mosul. That would be the beginning of the end of ISIL in Mosul, and we hope that this we would be able to end this chapter of ISIS and its history in Iraq militarily.
ISIS captured Mosul in the summer of 2014. That's when ISIS leader Abu al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate and asked for thousands of jihadis around the world to join his caliphate. Now it seems the end of that caliphate could be in sight. Turkish-backed forces also captured from ISIS the symbolic town of Dabiq in Syria within the past few days. ISIS believed an Islamic prophecy predicted they would defeat 80 crusader nations in a great end of days battle in Dabiq. Officials are warning the Mosul campaign could take weeks or months to complete, and UN and humanitarian groups are expecting up to 1 million refugees from Mosul. They warn the campaign may spark the largest humanitarian crisis in
the director of the FBI, James Comey, testified before the Congress and said when this happens, what you're seeing happen right now, there's going to be a scattering of these people with this mindset, this jihadist mindset, across the world. As a matter of fact, let's go to right now and look at that broadcast from C-SPAN where he's testifying before us, before Congress, and he's saying there's going to be a great diaspora. That word means scattering of all these jihadists. So it's literally as they're pushing in Mosul, that'll push them up to Syria, and then they'll begin to scatter throughout the world. Something the world has never seen. Let's see what him say that. Take a look.
The third element of the threat is one we cannot take our eye off of, and I assure you the people at this table and the people we work with have not taken their eye off of. The so-called caliphate will be crushed. The challenge will be through the fingers of that crush are going to come hundreds of very, very dangerous people. They will not all die on the battlefield in Syria and Iraq. There will be a terrorist diaspora sometime in the next 2 to 5 years like we've never seen before. We must prepare ourselves and our allies, especially in Western Europe, to confront that threat, because when ISIL is reduced to an insurgency and those killers flow out, they will try to come to Western Europe and try to come here to kill innocent people. We have to keep our eye on it and be ready for it.
Such a word that we don't use every single day. When you look at the definition, he says in the next 2 to 5 years, there's going to be a great diaspora. Look at the definition of that word. It's the spread or dissemination of something originally confined to a local homogenous group. So we're looking at what's right there in the Middle Eastern, Northern Iraq, eastern Syria area is about to scatter over the face of the earth. This is going to be like scattering cockroaches. And the head of the FBI says, right there in front of Congress, he just made that report of saying that it's going to be in the next 2 to 5 years, the greatest dispersion of those people with those mindsets across the globe. You know, what are we doing? When we get back from this break, we're going to talk very specifically about the prophetic times and what are the words being said right now, because God has let us know. He says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, that he doesn't do anything or allow anything unless he reveals it through his prophets first. And so we're going to begin to share more prophetic words about the season that we're in. Welcome back. We have so many things we want to be able to cover, you know, Steve. And if you missed, we had two previous programs that we talked about, you know, the prophetic words and this great coming billion soul harvest. Mm-hmm. But how it's going to begin in Russia, how Russia is going to move to a higher place in their mindsets, and how they're going to be a stable nation, a stabilizing nation. Just wild things you wouldn't think about. But first, bad things are going to happen first. And we talked about that in previous programs. But now, you know, we're going to talk a little bit further. First, I want to remind you of Bob Jones, the prophetic encounter he had when God told him there's going to be a billion soul harvest. So you're seeing all these things take place. And we just talked about what's happening in Iraq and how there's going to be a scattering of these like-minded folks that have radical jihadism on their mind, which is basically, you know, smite the neck, cut the head off of the unbeliever, put them in servitude or tax them. And so you're seeing, you know, this tension is going to rise in the earth. But simultaneously, what's going to happen is the greatest harvest of souls you've ever seen before in your life. Let's go to Bob Jones, what the Lord showed him here.
The Lord had given me some prophecies, and I began to bring them, and I was told by an evil spirit if I kept bringing them, that he'd take my life. I didn't believe him, but he did. So I went to the Lord in death. And as I come close to the Lord, I saw that all the people that was in our line, he asked them only one word, did you learn to love? I saw that about 2% of all humanity was in the line I was in. There were 98%. It was in another line that was wrapped up in their gods, because we're going to spend eternity with our gods. And if it's Jesus Christ is our God, we'll spend eternity with him. So as I stood before him, and I was getting ready to tell him, yes, Lord, because he only asked you, did you learn to love? And I was going to tell him I had, but he said, I want you to go back. And I told him I didn't really want to. But he said, go back, because I'm going to bring a billion souls into myself in one great wave. And I want you to touch a few of the leaders that I'm going to use in that time. And I told him, I'll go back for souls.
So I want to encourage you. We talked more about Bob Jones in a previous program. You can watch and find out more about him. But this is lining up. There's so many words that are all lining up. And what you do is you hear the fullness of what God is saying and what we're hearing ourselves. We're going to be sharing that as well. And we shared specifically about Russia in our last program, our prophetic program that we talked about. And I also began to share about what the Lord showed me on July 26, 2015, that America would be infiltrated. There'll be an infiltration of America from other nations. I mean, look, it's taking place. They'll bring their gods and their ways. And we're seeing that take place as well. But also, the fact that most people would just be, you know, celebrate the fact that, hey, we got more workers or more whatever, and you're seeing that happen as well. And that Russia, Germany, and Mexico would be a part of that. And we're seeing that take place right now. It's amazing how much, you know, an op-ed was written by President Putin when the Boston Marathon bombing took place. He took an entire page out and basically, you know, was saying that he had informed our government that this is going to happen beforehand, and we didn't do anything about it. It makes you wonder. And so that's one of the prophetic words that God has given. Also, one was given to Brett Holderbaum in Miami. And he was in Miami doing business for his company. And while he was there, you know, God gave him this prophetic dream, and this prophetic dream that he showed him. Remember, we also talked to you about why is our president, President Barack Obama, so focused on Cuba, 90 miles off the coast of Florida? Why is he embracing a communist nation, and why is reportedly or allegedly that Russia is setting up bases again, which is 90 miles off the coast in Cuba? What's going on here? And then this is what the Lord reveals to Brett Holderbaum on April the 12th, 2016, while he's in Miami. He has his dream. And this prophetic dream was, as I was in Miami, he was downtown around a bunch of the buildings, if you know the buildings that are downtown in Miami. Aircraft started flying in between the buildings, and they were weaving in and out of the buildings. And there was like several hundred of them. And as I was looking at this aircraft, I saw that they were Russian. They had Russian and Cuban markings. I mean, look at that. I mean, it's just so hard for us to believe. I mean, that's what Israel said. You know, who are they to come against such a great nation? But we're watching, you know, the prophetic warning that we've given over and over again was, you know, God says, I'm preparing a storm. You know, the watchman gets on the wall and he tells you or she tells you, hey, prepare yourself. If you repent, the storm will stop. But if you don't repent, the storm's still going to come. And we've been a watchman. A lot of others have been watchmen as well. And some people are not even talking about the storm. They're talking about revival. And it's like, but we've got to repent, you know, to be able to have that aspect of it. And then one more prophetic dream I want to share before I get to the one that the Lord laid on my heart specifically. This was given to a particular man in January the 7th, 2015, and I know his life. And he saw what lines up with what we're seeing in America right now. He saw people that are pushing this Islamic State and communism and that type of thing, that they're infiltrating our nation, basically, how the world was showing me. But they're doing that through different groups, and they're utilizing our pains and our history and things that we did wrong and should have done right. And they're behind, even when you look at the pain that took place in our nation about slavery and there's the civil rights and all these different things that are legitimate issues that need to be resolved, and they've resolved at the cross and ever how the Lord thinks they need to be resolved. But somebody's coming in there and using that pain and actually fueling a issues in our nation, but it's not our citizens. It's not the heart of our citizens. It is not the African-American citizen that's actually fueling that. It's somebody outside fueling that and making it look like that's what it is. But that's not what it really is. If you really look at the leaders, I mean, they're not even African-American, the ones that are doing the things that are doing, but they're being, you know, and the thing about it, the thing that disturbs me about this is that there's legitimate issues. There's legitimate pain. There's things that need to be dealt with there. God has shown me very specifically a lot of different things and how the injustice has taken place, but that's being taken advantage of by people who want to harm our country. And so I want to encourage you that, you know, not to divide yourself from our citizens of America, no matter what race they are, and realize we're one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty for all of us, and it's e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. They're trying to make us, though we're one, we're many. It's the opposite of that, and that's what's written on your money. It's what we're all about. So that you can have more empathy for what's going on when somebody's just fueling and trying to instigate, you know, problems that are going on. So here's what happened. This is a dream, the prophetic dream the Lord gave me December the 6th, 2013, and I shared it on VFN radio television on December the 11th, 2013. And I didn't want to share it because, you know, at that time, the church was real difficult for the church to believe that anything physically could ever physically
just
happen.
Just
it's all spiritually.
Just spiritual.
Even though you're serving physical consequences for things, they just didn't believe it. And so I came on the air and I just basically, you know, said, you know, here it goes. I'm going to share what the Lord laid on my heart. And as soon as I began to share, it's a physical battle. It's going to be a physical battle. The county that the studio was in at that time got hit from the southernmost portion border almost to the northern parts of the border of that county. It was a power outage. There was fiber optics meltdown, but it happened as soon as that word was loose. As a matter of fact, you can hear me. You're about to hear me on the air where everything goes dark, but of course, we have generators and all that stuff at the studios where we're able to stay on the air. But everything was dark, and so I'm asking questions like, do you hear? Do you hear? As a matter of fact, let's go back to that day. This is December the 11th, 2013, when I'm loosing this prophetic word, like it's going to be a physical battle. Take a look.
But what I knew, what God showed me was specifically that I had to warn you and warn everyone that it's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire. That's my desire. Generator kick on. You're still going, right? You didn't lose nothing because you're on a battery, right?
We
And so that's my desire. That's my desire. My desire is for this not to happen.
So you're looking at, as soon as I began to loose that word, and it was a powerful word, I'm going to tell it to you after this break, but understand, God confirmed that it's going to be a physical battle. As soon as I said it, a power outage went down. If anybody knows the Gulf Coast region from the Perdido area up all the way through the northern parts of the county, fiber optics, the internet went out all over the place. It just happened just instantly. We have documentation of the things taking place. And God's going, it's going to be physical. And listen, this is 2013. We could have listened. We could have responded. We could have stopped it. But we want to talk about this physical battle when we come back from the break, what the Lord showed me. But first, I have this offer for you.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
$50 I Guy.
Can religion be forced on members of the military? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm an atheist. I'm also a Vietnam veteran. I received a Purple Heart in Vietnam. I do not think that I should be required to attest to the existence of a deity in order to reaffirm my loyalty to the United States.
Well, first let me say we appreciate your service to the United States of America. And part of our freedoms in this country is the freedom to believe in your religious faith of your choice or to not believe in your religious faith at all. That's part of freedom. And no one's saying that there's a patriotic litmus test that you have to believe a certain way in order to be a patriot. In fact, in this great country of ours, you can believe in what you want to believe in or not believe in anything at all, and you still have the right to be protected under the Constitution. We support that. And again, as we said, we appreciate your service to America and your valor and dedication to freedom, and that's what freedom really means.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Shea Hope is a leadership coach in Atlanta, Georgia, and the word today is recruiting. People often ask me, John, how do I develop leaders? How do I develop successful people? How do I equip them to be successful? And I always say that all's well that's beginning well. And what you want to do is if you want to develop a great leader, recruit a potential great leader. In other words, in your company, in my company, there are eights and nines that are either coming in or they're going out. And if twos and threes are coming in and eights and nines are going out, well, we're in trouble. But if eights and nines are coming in and twos and threes are going out, oh, happy day, touchdown. So recruitment is the first step in equipping. The better you recruit, the better potential for them to be successful. The more easily it is for you to equip them, the more successful they will become. So all is well that begins well. If you recruit well, you increase the odds of equipping well.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about prophecy, some prophetic dreams and visions that the Lord has released to us, and about a physical battle taking place on the soil of America. I'm going to share what the Lord shared with me. What you heard right before the break was the power, as soon as the word was released, it's going to be a physical battle. It's going to be a physical battle. When you heard me talking about, are the lights on? Is the power on?
And everything.
It was dark. It was dark in the studio, but we were still broadcasting. And that documents exactly when the power outage took place in a whole swap of a particular county that we're in. And fiber optics. It was just amazing, instant confirmation of what's going on, and we've seen it again and again. But this is what the Lord showed me, and what will confirm it too as well is what you just heard from Brett Holderbaum's word down in Miami, but also Rick Joyner. He's seen some of the specific things on the land of America, and we'll have Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, the prophetic dream God gave him. We need to prepare ourselves, understanding that, you know, most nations do face physical things. We've just been a blessed nation, and some difficult times are coming. So this is what it was. In this particular dream, the Lord showed me that there was a unity meeting taking place, and it was a real wonderful meeting of ministers that were, you know, just brotherly and loving and kind, that type of thing. And it was in the city of the county of Escambia County, but Pensacola, which you'd probably call it. And as we were gathering, we started hearing a big explosion take place. This is in a dream, prophetic dream. And so I turned and looked over the tree line, which is a great distance from where I was, towards the Naval Air Station, NAS Pensacola, Florida, which is where most people that have been trained in any flight school, the cradle in aviation, mm-hmm. Naval aviation. And I could see from a distance this big spray. I don't know if you got even a picture of what that would look like. But yeah, it's just like you're seeing right here. But I didn't see any city I saw coming over the tree lines. But it was almost like a plane was dropping something, and it would hit, and then the spray would come up, and then the plane would move a little bit further and drop another one. So there was like boom, 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 and there's this progression of just, you know, some sort of attack on the, whether it's physical attack on the NAS Naval Aviation Station of Pensacola, or whether it's on the Navy or the, you know, on our military defense. You know, some of the words that John Paul Jackson got was, "Where's our Navy?" Mm-hmm. Some others that they've seen is kind of similar areas. So anyway, I saw that, and immediately I just get in my truck, and I'm going to head that way to find out if I can help. But as I'm going there, I'm realizing I got to get back to the church. I got to get back to warn the people that God's entrusted to me to make sure they're prepared. Listen, if you have not been prepared yet, there's people who want to do us harm. We talked about Dmitry Dudeman, what the angel of America has said to him, and what's taking place and what we see happening. And we need to be prepared for it. Not to scare you. The scared is when you don't know what's happening, mm-hmm. and then it happens. Being prepared for it's wisdom. A prudent man sees trouble, prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. That's a stupid person. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. Well, we have a talk for you right now. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, it's called Prudent Preparation. When you sign up, go to VFNTV.com. Upper right-hand corner, sign up for the Torch newsletter, and you immediately get it as a gift. But we want you to be prepared for what's about to happen in the world and definitely in America. And so I saw a physical attack taking place. God confirmed it. You heard yourself when I was on the air, and it was live when I'm sitting here saying, it's going to be a physical attack. It's going to be a physical attack. I want you to hear it one more time and get this, understand. I'm about to lose this word, and I didn't really want to lose it, but I had to lose it because God told me I want you to tell some things that I told. And so I just want to be obedient to God, and I begin to loose it. And listen what happens. And as soon as I loose that physical attack that I just told you about, the dream that God showed me, the attack on the naval aviation base, watch what happens.
But what I knew, what God showed me was specifically that I had to warn you and warn everyone that it's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground, and, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire. That's my desire. Generator kick on. You're still going, right? You didn't lose nothing because you're on a battery, right? And so that's my desire. That's my desire. My desire is for this not to happen.
Instantly, as soon as I said that the second time, that's when the county that I was in got hit. The power went out. The fiber optics went out. And it was dark in the studio, but we were still on the air. And we just kept going. You're sort of thinking, this is it?
This is going to be it. But we're getting...
If I'm about to see the Lord, I want to keep talking. And so it was amazing how God confirmed that word, and we documented that. Mm-hmm. We have that documented so you can see it on the front page of that Pensacola News Journal and the different things that took place. You know, we've got to listen. God is speaking. If you haven't yet went to Easy EZ12.org. I mean, it's a confirmation of God speak. God does speak.
Yes, he does.
He warns us. He does not want bad things to happen to us. We have to intentionally walk into the fire. You know, we have to not listen and walk into the, and we're, that's what we're doing at this point. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to hear what God told Rick Joyner in a dream as he reports the Lord revealed this to him. And it's in America. It's a physical battle. It's worse what he saw than ISIS. He said he couldn't even imagine a demon treating someone this way. This is how bad it was. And he's had a lot of different encounters with God. And also, he said literally the bowels of hell was just loose on America. But something takes place to bring sanity back to America. So there's hope. This whole thing, you know, it very well could be that, well, you hear the world saying things like purge, purge, purge. And you hear them doing media like that. The governor of Baltimore said you got to give them a time
to purge. Yeah.
And the world begins to say things like that. But you know what? God purges too. Mm-hmm. God purges the land of sin. And sometimes things happen like this. But this is very dramatic. He wouldn't have shared it like he shared it at the time that he shared it, lest the fear of God was on him as well. And it's not for the believer to be fearful. Listen, what do you believe? What you believe is that Jesus Christ died for you, forgave your sins, and you have eternal life with him. So no matter how long your life here is on earth, it's eternal with him. Our concern is, have we been faithful to him? Have we told anybody about him? And we'll have a dream called the 2-minute warning that God gave one particular young lady named Casey. She didn't tell anybody. She didn't tell anybody. And she told one person.
She told one.
And the train is taking off. Welcome back. These are some amazing days. We want to make sure we get this prophetic word into you so you have them as a whole. This is like the third program talking about these, unloosing these words.
Very important.
Make sure you go back on the Torch, go to VFNTV.com under programs, and you can watch these, share these, and they'll be made available to you in a lot of different formats. Plus, you can subscribe to the Torch newsletter, and they'll come to you as well in a newsletter. But you want to know, you know, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We're not going to be able to get to the 2-minute warning, but we'll make that available for you on the VFN Torch. But a long story short with the 2-minute warning is she knew it was happening. She saw it was going to happen. People were right beside her. They were going to suffer and they were going to die. And if you don't know God, it's not going to be good in your death. And she didn't tell them. And God was confronting her about that. Why didn't you tell them?
Every,
and that's what this is about. Had every opportunity.
Yeah.
But let's go. This is Rick Joyner, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries. He just had this prophetic dream, and he's loosing it right off the bat. And it's lining up with what we're seeing right now. It makes me think of Glenda Jackson when she said, so much evil is going to come up around the time of the election that there won't even be an election. What Glenda Jackson said. Let's take a look.
And I am going to give you a prophetic perspective today that is about as fresh as any I've ever given. I was awakened with a dream last night that is one of the most startling I've ever had. Now, I'm so thankful that a few weeks ago I had a dream about going to heaven, because the one I had last night was about anything but heaven. But it was a very real warning, and I want to give you a warning right now. If you're one of those that need to have your ears tickled, that you don't want to hear anything negative or bad, turn this off right now. And I am not doing this as some kind of promotional thing to get you curious so that you'll watch the program. If you have trouble with fear and things like that, I need mature Christians to hear what I'm about to say. What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country, the United States. And I'm going to try to share it just the way I received it. I'm not going to hold back anything, because I don't think anything was held back to me last night. Now, also, if you didn't see the dream or the programs I did on the dream I received about heaven and bringing heaven to earth, it'd be a good time to maybe go back and look at them, because that's our job. And I don't care what's going on the earth. Our job is to bring heaven to earth. And I believe in these times, it is going to be more crucial than ever that we're seated with Christ in the heavenly places. There are many things that have just been doctrines to us before. They've got to be realities we're walking in now. Now, I'm going to tell you the dream. But this is a scheme against, about and against our country, the United States. And what I saw in the dream, I first saw the most horrific gang I have ever seen. I mean, this was a demonized gang. I mean, this was diabolical. They were diabolical in their nature. I can't imagine demons being more diabolical than these people were. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. Now, I saw one of their attacks in great detail against a Texas ranch. It was a ranch I knew to be in Texas. Some things in dreams you just know. I knew the house, the family. This gang had herded up everybody there that was in the dozens of people, whether they were workers, family members, everybody. And I am not going to share the details of the dream after that. I hope to never share them. I don't want to share them with anyone. I don't want to remember them. They were so horrific. Cruelty on this level, you know, I mean, I have done in-depth studies of the cruelty in the Middle Ages and things like that, but this was a whole new level of demonic cruelty. It wasn't just about killing people. It was about bringing as much absolute pain, terror, everything else you can before death. And everybody in the most cruel way was killed. And, you know, I just don't want to go into the details here. Those are not necessary. But I think it is necessary to understand we're dealing with something, there's no mercy. That is absolutely not an option with these people. Matter of fact, they were ranked in these gangs. And these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment. But their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. And it was just the most diabolical thing I've ever seen. Our government has left us almost completely vulnerable to one of the most terrible diabolical attacks anyone's ever faced. And it's happening. The only thing that is going to stop this is the closing of our border and then a re-education of many of our law enforcement people to really understand real threat and not just how to be politically correct. And I'm not going to go into all that right now, but this is the only thing that's going to stop. But what I saw in this dream last night, and when I woke up, there were some very supernatural things still going on that I saw with my own eyes and ears. It was a very dramatic prophetic experience. But what I saw was this plague spreading, especially across our southeastern United States. It was spreading like a plague. Now, U.S. citizens were so outraged across the country. This was virtually across the U.S., every state, every city, every town. Even though most of this was centered in the southwestern U.S., American citizens became so outraged at their own government for letting this happen. There was a huge movement or uprising around the country against our federal government. There were many U.S. citizens who wanted to do to our government leaders what was being done to U.S. citizens on our southern border. It was so outright. What I'm saying is this madness came upon U.S. citizens too. And they wanted to be just as cruel. They wanted to catch them. They wanted to. This was such a national uprising, such a national outrage. There were states where all federal employees were fleeing, trying to get out of those states for fear of their lives. It was that bad. Now, It's hard for us to imagine anything like that happening in America. This kind of thing's happened in countries before. And we are the most foolish and naive of all if we don't think this can happen here. This will happen here if some things are not done very quickly. Okay, this is another thing that I saw. There was a major uprising almost every state in the union almost immediately started rejecting federal authority over their state. It was so widespread, so total, federal government really couldn't do anything about it. It was chaos. It was leading to anarchy very quick. And now I saw militias popping up like mushrooms all over the country. Citizens were just saying, if our government's not going to protect us, we will protect ourselves. Now, I know many think of, and the militias have been portrayed as all white-wing extremists. And listen, there are some out there that I think are as terrifying as some of the Islamic State terrorists are. They are, and, you know, these are not the kind of militias that I saw popping up, though. These were people, they weren't trying to take over the government, overthrow the government. In their mind, we had no more federal government. It was not doing its most basic job of defending our country. They had let this happen. They had opened the door wide, very foolishly. Even everything was brought up from the past, like, you know, Fast and Furious, all the crazy things our government had done. And almost quickly, there was an awakening around the country that our federal government is either crazy or our federal government is trying to do us in. And the federal government became looked upon as an enemy of the citizens of America. This happened so quickly because of the attacks and the level of cruelty that was witnessed by those who were pouring across our southern border. Now, these weren't all ISIS people. ISIS was involved. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads, would have been merciful. This was something far beyond that. It was mixed with an unbelievable, diabolical cruelty that was coming from every evil source you can think of. It was like the bowels of hell had been opened.
And you think about this. When the Lord called us to start television, He spoke to me in a prophetic dream that night before we went on the air, and He showed me that, you know, our borders are going to be under attack. We're going to lose. There's not going to be a solid border anymore. That people are going to be beside themselves. Prior to that, people were enamored with themselves. That you have, there's a grace for your place. You need to stay in the place that God's called you to be. But also that VFN Television and the VFN Dream Center would be like a battleship of truth that would patrol up and down the Gulf. And when the enemies would come in this prophetic dream, and we were able to deal with the enemy that was coming into our country, God has a plan. And the enemy is a spiritual enemy. It's not a physical enemy. And that behind every evil plot of a man, there's an evil demon, principality, spiritual wickedness that's behind that. And God's greater than that. And so when you can fire truth at a lie, when you can be, we've been launching truth ever since, but He showed us specifically that VFN TV would be one of the ones used for that aspect of what's going on. So what you're even hearing today and over the last, you know, prophetic broadcast is that we're just firing that truth and letting you know what God said. And His truth is powerful. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It can penetrate even the dividing of soul and spirit. You know, thought and attitudes of the heart. It's powerful. It's so powerful that those who are controlled by darkness are trying to get the Word of God out of schools, get the Word of God out of all the different places that it's published, try to take the Ten Commandments down through all the courthouses. And I mean, that's how powerful it is. It should excite you that they know what quite often the church doesn't mm-hmm. know, that greater is He that's in you, Jesus Christ, than He that's in the world. And He's given us the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, which we can actually do spiritual warfare with and begin to bring these truths out. And so I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray, first of all, encourage you to go to Psalms 91 and begin to look that over and realize this is your inheritance. Psalms 91 is your protection. When he talks about those that abide in the Lord, if you don't have an abiding plan right now, we have one free for you at iabide.org. Get that plan to begin to abide with God. It'll come right to you in your email. But you don't need to waste any time because you need to be up under the wing of God as these things begin to happen. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for all those that have faithfully heard and shared the prophetic words, dreams, and visions that have gone over the last three prophetic programs, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are totally in control. We thank you, Lord, that you have an angel over each nation, that you have an angel over the church, Father God. You even talk about those angels in Revelation chapter 1, where you say the stars in your hand are the angels of the church, God. And we think even the seven flaming torches before your throne are the seven spirits of God, and that, you know, you are so in control. And Lord, we just lay our lives down. We say, have your way, God. We pray for protection over America. We pray that you prevent this evil, this physical attack on our land. We pray for wise leaders to rise up. We pray for the outcome of this election, all the way from the president, all the way down to the school board. Lord, that you would direct the hearts to be able to elect people that have your values, that have an ear to hear your voice. And God, we ask you now, Lord, God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.